corner, we go up a little rise, and that's where we were last time, but it's still a ways yet. Looking pretty bad. Oh, there's like a gravy here.
Get this going. I'm so worried about it. Okay. I'm just doing the heat pump.
To take more.
No.
Tonight. You can help me when it's time to take more. Questions while you're working? Sorry. What's your name?
I'm Dennis Archuleta.
And so what are you doing here?
Well, I'm actually the president of the association.
Okay.
And I do have water rights, so you know it's all to get some water back home.
Okay. How important is water?
Oh, extremely. I mean, that's our livelihood. That's what makes the world go round, let me tell you, you know. I don't know what to tell you.
do you grow? Do you have?
Not lately, because right now I'm still in the process of trying to finish my home. But once I'm done with that, eventually I do want to start growing. You know, I do have a field that I do water for pasture and stuff like that, but it's about it right now.
Have you grown up working on those acequias?
Yes, I was born and raised in Ojosarco and been working on these acequias ever since I can remember. Yeah, since I was a kid.
So, is it like part of culture?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, if we want water back home, we gotta maintain our ditch. And our culture has always been to where this ditch gets maintained and we get water back home. So, most definitely a big part of our culture.
What would you do without it?
Not work as hard. I don't know. I think Ojosarco would be a pretty dull place. You know, it'd be pretty dry. Mm-hmm. So I just don't want to even imagine what it'd be like without it. You know, eventually, maybe someday it will happen, but hopefully it won't be in my lifetime.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
So, what are you doing?
What am I doing? Well, I have water rights in the Cañada de los Alamos, right near Ojosarco. That's where the water comes through and then goes to Ojosarco. And and I'm the Mayor Demo in the Kenyatta. I was appointed by the commissioners by Dennis. And yeah, my wife and I live there, and we have 4 acres and water rights. We just planted an orchard, antique varieties. It's like a little trial. We planted about 10 different varieties. And yeah, I'm a musician. I have a band called the Salt Licks. And it was kind of my dream to come back and get involved with the whole Esequia heritage in northern New Mexico. So my first album is called, actually called Mother Ditch. So, so that's about it. Yeah.
Oh, could you say your name?
Oh, Boris McCutcheon. Yeah.
Fancy tools that we have.
I know. What, how did they do it?
With wooden shovels.
Yeah.
Wooden tools.
Yeah. Really? How long do you think it took them?
It took them a long time, but they worked on it just about 24/7. They would bring their wagons and their camps, their families, their chickens, and they would just hang out here and work. People got hurt here, you know, trees and all kinds, you know, falls and they might have been run over by horses or something. You know, because they used to bring their teams and their plows and their scrapers. And, yeah, and that's how they did it.
Is this part of the Esequia Madre?
Yeah, this is now the Esequia Madre, yeah.
So this is formed for Piñata and...
But this Esequia was originally built by tramperos. And they were residing and farming the place known as Cañada de los Álamos. In between the village of Las Trampas and Ojo Sarco, mm-hmm. as you travel to the high road to Taos, mm-hmm. There's Cañada de los Álamos right in between. There's a nice farmland there, and they farmed it. You know, they're very fertile lands, and they still are. So, the people of Ojo Sarco had constructed another acequia mm-hmm. to the place called El Ranchos Viejos. In Mesteñas, and it's only like a 3.5 mile distance from the source to the Osaka village, and this one is 8 miles, you know, from the source here at the river, mm-hmm. and then there's still an additional mile from there to the measuring box where the Rito de San Leonardo tributes into the Trampas River. Mm-hmm. And it's measured there, and then we take it down. We take it at the presa, at the diversion box. And there we measure again, and we measure, you know, what we're entitled to.
Mm-hmm. So how many people does this Esequia serve?
It serves 100 parciantes.
Hey, and how many pay?
Well, everybody will eventually pay. I wish everybody would pay up or come and help. But
hey, and what does a helper get paid here?
Oh, right now you're working for like $6 an hour. Yeah.
So
it's a drastic change from Los Alamos and the place. This,
well, you know. How much, what is that like?
Los Alamos pay?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, not the Esequia de Los Alamos.
See, what we're saying is we need more funding for this ditch.
Okay.
No, we need more help.
We need help.
Manual
labor that'll come do it, or equipment.
Well, we need to raise the pay.
But there's no, I don't know how much money there is.
To pay a little more.
So,
yeah, because look, one of us comes out here for $6 an hour. How much is that at the end of the day? It's not even worth the gas to come here. Especially with the gas prices the way they are.
Well, it's a 20-mile round trip from here back to, from Ojo Sarco to here and back. Yeah.
And it's a gnarly road, no?
It's pretty rugged. But it's drivable. There's other accesses to here that are rougher. We just took a nicer, better drained road this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, you can only detour a certain amount and then And this is only one way, you know, there's only one way to get here. Mm-hmm. One road, one axis.
Could I ask you a question in Spanish?
Seguro.
Okay. ¿Cómo es el estado de las acequias ahorita?
¿Ahorita?
Como...
Están en bastante razonable condición, nomás que este es el mantenimiento que es necesario para que siga funcionando propiamente. Y esta área y otra que está más arriba, como una mía más arriba, son los más críticos a este momento.
Okay. ¿Sí? ¿Y cómo es el ayuda, el apoyo que reciben?
Varea. A veces que tenemos muy suficiente ayuda que podemos tener dos conjuntos de 10 personas por conjunto. Pero ahora tenemos solamente para uno y no vamos a terminar el trabajo hoy, no creo yo. Pero aquí sí le vamos a hacer bastante beneficio y buen provecho.
Gracias.
Gracias.
I got mud on my tool here.
Whoa. What's your name?
Oh, my name's David White.
David White?
I'm from Curry's Pueblo.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Well, does this acequia go to the pueblo as well?
No, this is different. I'm just helping out the motodomo here.
Okay.
Yeah, one of these days you might help me out. You know.
Okay.
Gonna help each other here, man, you know.
Yeah.
See everything's clear for a day. Okay. Might be tomorrow. I don't know.
Right.
Hopefully.
Does the Piguri pueblo has a ditch as well, no?
Yeah, they run off the... The river from Mora.
Okay.
Yeah, comes in through Velarde.
Okay.
Not Velarde, but Barito.
Okay.
Back to the pueblo. No. There's just us guys that live in the pueblo. We go ditch clean. We did it a week ago.
Okay.
So everything's all clear there. I got plenty of time now, so I might as well come out here and help out. You know. Yeah.
So why do you want to get the big rocks? Why are you getting the big rocks out?
Oh, it will make it easier to move the dirt. Yeah. And just almost scrape it up and move it out. Let the water come down. Yeah. It's the main thing, just gotta let the water out. Get it a good flow, when they open it up, it'll clear itself. Little rocks are better. That way you don't have nothing busting out or anything on the way down.
But how important is water to this area?
It's really important. A lot of people plant, so you know they need the water.
Has it been affected by development?
Not really. Yeah. Not really. Yeah. No. It's just you know, since there's a good winter, there's a lot of snow, you know, so there's going to be a lot of water. There already is in the other rivers, if you notice. You know. Good runoff. Hope it continues. But the days are getting hotter, so it's, water's coming down. You know, so. But it helps. A little rain, it helps.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you also a paciente?
Oh, my dad is.
He's, I don't know what he's doing. He's really working.
So he got you to?
I just heard about it from Boris, so I decided to come. Yeah. Do that or putz around in the garden again. Just looking at the garden. It's the easiest job to get close to home. Makes it nice. Don't have to go traveling.
Okay. Good. Yes. I'm just getting sound. Can I talk to you? Yes. Okay. Feet wet. Never mind. Not wet enough, that's man. Enough. Yeah. No, the other guy said, told me to put my shovel down and take a break. No, to take pictures and sound, so I'm following the orders.
That's a little girl.
Yeah, it's from Ali.
I have one that's 23.
Wow.
My daughter. And I have two grandbabies.
That's exciting.
Oh, I love them. One's 2.5 and 8 months. Two boys. Zachariah.
Two boys. Wow.
Oh, I'm blessed. Anyone, I love girls, but anyone else. Please. So I have land. I need boys to take it over. You got that.
Save money on.
I do it all on my own at home. See, I have land.
Do you grow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter grows. She's growing peas. She's trying to put in corn, squash, radishes, a little bit of everything, strawberries. It's wonderful. I mean, we need to do this. A lot more people need to participate. But this is good. Look at this. Good turnout today, huh?
Yeah. Pretty soon your grandsons will be the ones out here.
Oh, heck yeah. I take Zach. Zach already helps me haul wood. He has to. Even if it's just one at a time.
He helps.
He's learning. Oh, yeah. Mike's next. Oh, yeah.
So why do you come out here? What?
You know what brings me out here? I have to do the same thing to get water for myself. I have to pick out the ditches in Santa Barbara. I have to go way, way up there just like I'm doing here. We need the water. So we need to keep this going. Without that water, we can't survive. I have dry land and wet land. I have both. So I have to take out 3 major ditches to get water to mine. I have a creek right in front of my house. Beautiful, beautiful. Put the work into it. 3 major ones to bring that water down. And that one, you know what? Not too many people. You get very little people. Sometimes you get 2 or 3 and... We have to ching on it now, so yeah. Look what time. Do you have the time?
I don't.
Oh, look what time it is. Do you think it's about noon?
That guy's gonna leave at noon, so.
Oh, okay, when he's gone. I will leave my stuff behind and say, okay. I have to go all the way back. Just lug it, man. Just lug it. I beefed it. The first thing I did, I beefed it coming down. Boom. It's all good.
At least you get it over with.
Oh yeah.
Once is enough.
And then you figure it out the way from when you're going out. You figure it out. Study it.
Yeah.
At my age, you study it, honey.
So it's thin now. It got really thin.
Now we have to start knocking it down again. We have to start knocking all this down to make it open it again. Okay. See how it's all, how it's coming down over there?
Yeah.
We have to get that pick and pick it. Make it wider. That's what we need to do.
Rick.
They call me Rick. Apache Rick.
So why do you come out here?
Oh, first of all, Mayor Doma, they're a boss. He's friends of mine, you know? And so when he needs guys, he'll go out and he'll look for us to come and help with the big Acequia system. And so we're available, so we, you know. We say, oh, okay, it's all right, we'll go and help you. Sure. It's fun, though, clean up here in the hills. It's all good. And it's all for the water, no? For the good of the water to flow.
Yeah.
To get down good, down to the communities. And and the plant for the gardening and the garden and whatever they need it for, no? Irrigation for alfalfa and all that is what all this water feeds into.
You
grow? So we take care of it. Yeah.
You grow?
Huh?
You grow?
Yes, I do, but I don't have a Acequia system to water my garden, and so I run it. I feed it with a well, some underground well.
You just not live close enough to the.
Right. We don't have no Acequia system running through the piece of land that we have.
Mm.
There could be a day we had built. they had dug it out, and that's a lot of work. Man. We don't have that. But anyway, we run up here with these guys and we help them do all this, and it's all fun, it's all good, no?
Hey, Rick, your shovel looks tired, bro. You better let it rest for a while.
Yeah, I know. It ran out, it ran low.
Yeah.
On batteries.
Let's take lunch, man.
Okay.
I grew up here, my grandpa in Ojos Arcos. I live it down in Leiden. My address, my phone number is 670-5930. My address is P.O. Box 394, Velarde, New Mexico, 87582.
Okay, so can you explain what's going on here?
Well, right now what we're doing is we're making a pathway for the water to reach down so we can irrigate, to provide for our cattle, anything that we grow, our fruits, vegetables. So all we're doing is making a pathway and cleaning it out because erosion is taking its course.
Can you explain where we are, kind of describe it, and where the water's coming from?
I don't know. You know what? I have no idea. The water's coming up from the wilderness.
We're kind of in the wilderness right now, aren't we?
Huh? This ain't no wilderness. Go up that way. That's where all the water's coming from.
Yeah.
The wilderness, the Pecos wilderness, that all comes down this way, and all the water makes its path down.
Okay.
Through all the little, huh? From El Valle. It comes down to El Valle, and from El Valle it's divided up.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it's divided. It's divided to Ojos Arcos, probably Trampas.
Okay. And so does your family use this water to grow? And...
Well, you know, we have livestock, cattle. Okay. And basically the main thing we do up here is just have them up here for pasture. And occasionally on a good year when we have a lot of water, we'll do a few cuttings. And we bale it, and we turn around and sell it. It's called alfalfa. Zacate is another word. Zacate is the first crop that grows out, and then it comes out more alfalfa.
Okay. And so is there anything that you, like, how do you see Acequias right now? How are the Acequias doing right now?
They are in real bad shape. We need some big funding so we can get people out here to come and do this work. You saw what we were going through. And we had a crew of, I think, 11 out here today, and we're losing two at noon. We need more help, and we need money to pay the help. That's the biggest thing. We need money to pay the help. How much? If they pay $6 an hour, that's nothing. We're worth probably $20 an hour for what the labor we do.
your normal job, do you work at Los Alamos?
I work for a company called Anderson Air Conditioning out of Santa Fe, mm-hmm. and we work all over. Los Alamos, you name it, Vegas, Taos. We even work in Vegas, Texas, El Paso,
right.
All over.
So, like, working for money like $20 an hour, like, it makes it hard to come for...
$20 an hour is even ridiculous for somebody nowadays. How do you survive off $20 an hour? It's hard, especially if you have a family. That's why we're doing this. Because we can a lot of our vegetables. All our fruit we dry, or we can also.
Okay.
And pacar is can.
How connected is your family, or your family in to the land and to the water?
Well, we've always done it. All our lives. I remember coming up here as a little boy. And I do the same thing down where we live. We have to. If not, you get no water. You gotta clean what's in the ditch. And we need the funding so we can keep the culture going. We're going.
Okay, cool.
Leroy,
thank you.
You want to leave your name and number?
Okay.
Sorry about it.
No, it's cool. No, it's cool.
I just come give him my hand.
Yeah.